For weeks now, Twitter, Facebook, and Google have been busy acknowledging how their platforms are used by Russian agents during the last U.S. presidential election campaign. Twitter, for one, has identified more than 36,000 accounts linked to Russian interference. But the company is also under scrutiny for what it hasn't done, like its failure to take action when it got warnings about bots and spam accounts originating in Russia and Ukraine. Warnings from people like Leslie Miley. He was Twitter's engineering manager of product safety and security from 2013 to 15. Selena Wang is a reporter for Bloomberg Business who's been covering the story. Tell us what Leslie Miley noticed in 2015 while working for Twitter.
So a group of researchers from UC Berkeley approached him and his team saying, we found some research showing that Twitter has a pretty significant number of fake accounts and much larger than what they normally report. So they didn't end up giving these researchers extra data, but that meeting made them very curious. And they ran just a pretty simple analysis. And Leslie told me that he found that a significant proportion of total accounts ever created on Twitter had Russian or Ukrainian IP addresses. And when they did a further analysis into this, they found that many of them were either inactive or fake accounts. And he then brought this to his manager, who told him to bring it to the growth team. Now, the growth team makes sure that numbers are growing, that revenue is growing, and users are growing. And they declined to do anything with the accounts, as far as he was aware of, during his time at Twitter.
Wow. So do we know why they didn't do anything?
Well, at the time, he was told, stay in your lane. This isn't your job. Your product safety. And at the time, they defined that rather narrowly. Product safety means rooting out abuse on the platform. So I don't know if you remember a few years back, there was a celebrity nude photo leak or, right, you know, the ISIS beheading videos. That was the type of stuff that they wanted his team to focus on. And of course, Twitter, since its very inception, has dealt with this problem of safety and security versus growth. The more resources you put towards security, the less you can allocate to other parts of the platform. And the more that you dampen abusive and spam accounts, the lower that the numbers seem. Now, Twitter has come a long way just in the last couple of years. And when Jack Dorsey took over as CEO, he said that he was really going to make safety and security a priority. And their former CEO, Dick Costolo, actually came out and said, you know what, we've really sucked at this. And he admitted that Twitter had a really big problem on this. And when they were testifying in front of Congress, Twitter did say that they were dedicating all of its engineering resources to rooting out Russian manipulation on the platform. But that also is very telling. The fact that they have to pull engineers from other teams to address this issue just shows how cash-strapped and the lack of engineering sources that they actually have. And then on the flip side of that, you have Facebook that's hiring tens of thousands of additional people to deal with the problem.
Now, Twitter says that less than 5% of its accounts are spam accounts, but outside research findings put it closer to 15%. Do we believe that Twitter is doing enough to shut down and prevent bots? It's telling Congress it is, but what do the experts think?
That discrepancy is quite large, and it's something that Congress people really pressed Twitter on last week during the testimonies. And Twitter's explanation is that they're only giving researchers a small slice of their data, so they can't possibly know the whole picture. Now, researchers I speak to are incredibly frustrated with Twitter because Twitter declines to give them all the data they need, so they don't think it's really a fair argument. That's a big tension that's been bubbling between researchers and Twitter for many, many years. But when you talk to outside researchers, their general sentiment is that all of these platforms have improved their security measures in recent years. Facebook's been the best. Google's not far behind. And Twitter is usually last and always resists this type of change.
Selena Wang, a reporter with Bloomberg Business in San Francisco. Thank you very much.
Thank you.